Name, Orlando. Climate, whether it's a tangled jungle or sparser climes, trees are the dominant feature of the landscape that makes Orlando feel at home. Orlando welcomes the cold all year long, although, where he comes from, seasons are still discernible. The length of day or night changes greatly from season to season. Education: Orlando learned basic wilderness survival skills. Orlando has advanced studies in a formal church setting. Includes training as an acolyte or special functionary for religious practice. Orlando studied biology and geology. Events: Orlando had an earth-shaking brush with greatness, such as meeting a king or being contacted directly by a god. Orlando found a unique aptitude or talent, such as extremely keen vision or a knack for ventriloquism. Orlando's home community is faced with a new faith recently created. A schism tears an existing faith apart, or a prophecy is announced. Family: sometimes Orlando's family had to beg for food and shelter. They own no property and income barely covers basic needs. The female members control Orlando's family. Orlando's family maintains a low level of readiness, including a few weapons and an occasional discussion of how to defend against raiders or low-level monsters. Orlando's family is known for involvement in the community and acting to help others. Orlando's family's ethical reputation matches their private ethics. Orlando's family has no specific political stance. Orlando's family is deeply committed to a patron deity, you choose which one. Orlando's family is known as stalwart companions. Orlando's family are like most laborers and servants. Orlando's family has no ancestors of note. Relationships: both of Orlando's parents are alive and healthy. Orlando is an only child. Orlando's father's parents are deceased. Orlando has other relatives out there somewhere, but doesn't know who or how many. Orlando doesn't make friends easily, but Orlando is a good friend to those he has. Orlando has a few close friends. A particularly good instructor taught Orlando the basic skills: choose alive or dead. Note: NPC details. Orlando has no known enemies yet. I was born into a poor elven family in a forest settlement in the northern regions of insert location. I grew up amongst the evergreens and snow, learning how to hunt and trap from my father. My mother's grandparents taught me to follow the ways of insert appropriate nature deity for setting. Although religion held little interest for me, I did my duty, learning my prayers and my parables. My parents, though respected members of the community, never achieved nor cared particularly for material wealth. It was during a foraging trip that an event occurred which brought change into my life. It was an extremely cold day, and the snow was coming down in large and numerous flakes. I was ready to turn back towards the settlement, but I saw something about 100 meters away in the snow. What it was, I didn't know, but it appeared to be glowing with a bluish-white light. As I approached, the glow diminished, but I saw what appeared to be an animal in the snow. It was a doe, and upon inspection it was clearly sick or internally injured. Killing doe was not allowed at that time of year. Not knowing how I could help, touched the doe's coat and said a quick prayer that my grandmother had taught me. As I turned to walk away, I felt warmth behind me. Turning around, the doe was gone. I confided in my grandmother the story. She insisted that I had the gift of insert deity. Player, Ryan.